Center. Please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Lisa, can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. Before we get started, myself and Commissioner Langway would like to mention two Ventnor residents that have recently passed away. One is Ed Altman, who is a lifelong resident of Ventnor, a Vietnam vet. He and his wife have always, to my knowledge, been very involved in the Ventnor community. And then we have
Eric Antner, passed a couple of weeks ago. He taught at our schools. He was one of the founding members of Little Word Distillery in Atlantic City. Loved to surf our beach, and he had a nice paddle out for him this past Saturday. So we'll miss them both. I knew Ed back from the 90s when I worked here at the city as well. So
I like everyone. Yes. So a moment of silence and respect for those two men, please. Okay, we're going to do something a little different. Usually what we do is we have our, of course I have to touch my computer, but that's okay. We do our workshop portion, which is we go through everything, and then we go into our meeting where we actually vote on things. But since we have such a wonderful audience this evening for a very special person, we're going to actually jump and actually approve the resolution so we can do the swearing in and not have everybody sit here. So, we don't have any department head reports, we don't have any discussion on capital, and the following will be what we will be voting on, but I'm going to jump. So the first is, I need a motion for resolution 2019-097, which is a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, appointing Joseph Fussner as police captain. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolution 2019-097.
Do I have a second?
Second
the
motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, we are going to swear in Joseph, but before we do that, I get a chance to speak a little bit about him.
Told you, Joe.
So close.
I'm sorry. They're brutal. You know, several months back, Commissioner Langria said to me, are you ever going to swear someone in you don't know? And I said, possibly, but so far I know them to some degree. Joseph, this is special for me because I knew you before you knew you. Our families go back to way back when, and almost like families. You were an officer, and you will be the same as a captain. Your professionalism is of the highest standards. Your character is close to flawless. Close. Your ability to be a leader is evident every day. The rank and file not only like you as a person, but they respect you. And your qualities will absolutely compliment our wonderful Chief Biagi. Now you are who you are, but I would be remiss not to give credit to your parents because I know how they raised you and the standard that you and your sister Jill were held to. And I know that those standards went back as far as your grandparents because your grandmother who's sitting right in front of me was my cheerleading coach. And she was very tough. There she is. She was very tough, and at 12 years old, she expected only the best from her girls. And back then you could say girls, we really don't say that. So you're a product of a wonderful family who grew up in Ventnor and who they were a part of Ventnor. Your father was very involved with Ventnor Recreation for many, many years. Your mother is still a teacher at the VECC, and she's a great teacher and probably the best math teacher that has ever existed in Ventnor. But you are a great man. I know you're a good husband and a wonderful father. God bless you. You've got three girls. That's all I'll say. But I could not mention your family, and you have aunts here, you have cousins, you have we have Commissioner Vespertino here because he is a cousin of your mother's, their first cousin. You have your aunt here, your mother's, your grandma's one sister, Lenora. Your mom's sisters are here. So this is just so fuzzy. I just love it. And of course, look at the back of the room with all those wonderful men dressed in blue.
Wait, run up a couple ladies.
And ladies, and ladies.
So where is my coat?
So see, Joseph, I didn't have any embarrassing stories.
She paused there. She had something. She skipped over something.
According to the best of my skill and ability.